Hello and welcome to Coffee Cup Tarot, a podcast about the storytelling aspect of tarot and developing an intuitive understanding to the messages they reveal. I'm your host, Marcella Cadill. You can follow me on Instagram at Coffee Cup Tarot Reader, or you can book a reading directly with me at www.coffeecuptarot.com. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. We are going to talk about the fours.
Finally.
I know. I also wanted to say a little apology because we've both been very busy and we haven't really been updating our podcasts every week.
No, but I'm sure you're going to hear the right message at the right time. So maybe everybody was in a place where they couldn't function in life like us.
Oh my God. You guys, this past 2 months has been so rough.
Insane.
My car was totaled by a tree that there was not even a storm. It just fell on it. I've never parked on the street before. It's called manifesting because I've been looking at new cars and I was like, I will never buy a new car. I love my car. And then here we are.
The universe works in mysterious ways.
Oh, it's so annoying. I mean, I love my car, so I'm happy now. But
yeah.
Jesus.
Yep. Turmoil. But I feel like this is a really good day to be doing it because
talking about structure.
Yeah.
With the fours and stability. Yeah. Hello. Yeah.
So your initial perspective of fours, that's what you see for the theme between all four suits?
Okay. I want to say yes, because that's what I have always been told. It's about structure. But I honestly, I think yes, except for the cups. Mm. Because that's the one where, for me, it's always been about the grass is greener on the other side, or you're hesitating to try something new, or you're ignoring what life is, the bigger picture, I guess, or what life is giving you. But homegirl Rachel Pollack says that it's about family and groups of rules and mixing temperance and the emperor and being predictable and reliable and dependable. And I think that's really interesting, but I've never made that connection before.
Yeah. I mean, I see the stability thing, and with the cups, I see it more as a stagnation and a stagnant energy. So that is stable energy. It's just not moving in or out of whatever the situation is.
Kind of like impatience.
Impatience, I think, is a result of that stagnation, that feeling like we should be doing more than we're doing in that moment.
Which is kind of like a mirror of the Four of Swords, because the Four of Swords is all about rest and meditation and being at peace and allowing and not forcing anything.
Yeah. Well, all of them seem to be not recommending forcing anything.
Well, what about the Four Pentacles? That feels forced.
I would say that feels like you're already in a position that you've been forced into.
But, okay.
But not necessarily forcing more is not recommended. When you see that card, you think, oh, let's force yourself to do more.
No, you need to let go.
Yeah.
You have too much, the possessions you have are controlling you.
Yeah, you're holding on to everything, material world, too tightly. I mean, I think there can be a balance to it where it can be a good thing where you're saving up your energy or planning or in that space of material. But I mean, if we're reading reversals, that would definitely be the negative side.
Interesting.
Recently in a reading, in a romance position, got the Four of Wands. And I found it really interesting because I got the Four of Wands with my sister's deck. And so it was the Rider-Waite, which looks kind of like a happy celebration card. And then when I got home, I looked at my Four of Wands in my Wizards deck. And it's this image of, can you see it?
There's a bright glare. Turn it the other way.
What do you mean turn it the other way?
You're turning it towards the light, turning away from the light. Yeah. And closer. Oh, so it's kind of a reflection.
It's a man standing in his study, staring at the wands, creating this mirror portal with a woman, like, has her hand out almost like she's doing some sort of, like, spell on him.
What the hell does that mean?
Right?
What does that book say about it?
The book talks about it being about, like, celebration, gathering, honoring somebody, or plans going awry, celebrating too soon, and discord. But none of those things feel like that image, but that image totally represents what my, like, what that energy is.
Okay, tell me what you think the energy is.
Well, it just feels like trying too hard to control something or manipulating something with using, like, divine feminine energy. It seems like a unhealthy level of control.
That's exactly what that image looks like to me, but that's not what I get with that card at all.
Right? Same. That's why this is a really interesting time to have gotten that card and to be doing this episode, because I don't associate it at all, but it was accurate. So I want to read what it says about it.
Yeah, please do.
So the Four of Wands represents a cause for celebration. Fiery energy has been cultivated, directed, and contained, making it easy to apply to a specific purpose. Maybe you didn't open a portal to another world, but you've kept your energy well under control and your focus laser sharp, and the results are pretty amazing. If you are tempted by distractions or by celebrating too soon, this card reminds you that reliable, diligent work is required to finish the job. Traditionally, this card has been more about a formal celebration. Whether this card is talking about your own achievement or someone else's, remember that celebrating and honoring accomplishments is an important part of the whole process. So that sounds like what Rider-Waite would say, but it really doesn't show in that image.
Is the artist and the person who wrote it the same?
No, it's not.
Hmm.
But every card in this deck feels so accurate. I can understand this energy. It's just not matching up. Like, there's no words to really describe it. But yeah, it does seem like focusing energy on a specific thing.
That's really interesting. I don't know. That's the card that I pulled whenever I was like, oh, who am I, like, really? And I got the Four of Wands.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which I wanted to pull this up. So, like, the traditional meaning of this card, like, back in the day, was a stable spirit and a clear mind are yours. Safe and secure situation remains intact. A time of joy and celebration. There's support. Moving would be challenging right now. A time of inaction is best for now.
Hmm.
I don't understand the portal. Like, I don't understand that.
Me neither.
I'm sorry.
But maybe it's symbolic of, like, energy instead of actual life physical manifestations of things. Because I almost feel like when you are focusing your energy in one direction, you are, like, creating this vortex of potential. So maybe it's that, like, it's not necessarily grounded yet, but it's just that those potential timelines.
Well, that actually is really interesting, because I remember a few years ago, I know it's still happening today, but remember when all the children were, like, in cages at our border and that news first came out and everybody, like, lost their mind? Well, I think that was, like, on a Wednesday, and on Sundays, I was actively pulling cards for, like, the energy of everybody to see what was going on. And I pulled the Four of Wands reversed. And then my first like thought was, why am I getting cages? This isn't a cage. And it was the Rider-Waite. And so it looked like, to me, it felt like a cage. Which, oh, wow. If you look at your Wizard's Tarot, it could give off the vibe like someone is trapped in that little portal.
Yeah.
Then I was like, oh, that's not what it means. So I just, like, wrote it off and, like, thought about something else and posted it on Instagram. And then 3 days later, the news broke about the kids in cages. And I was like, holy shit.
Very interesting. I think I also took this card as almost like a shadow of the opposing, like, if you're expressing a divine masculine, you're looking at the shadow of the feminine, or vice versa, like some sort of deep reflective work being done internally to kind of release you from that cage.
I like that. That's interesting. Which could also bring, it kind of connects to the structure aspect of, like, social and familial structure, or, like, societal structure of, like, the gender norms.
Yeah. Because it looks like it's a man looking at in the mirror and seeing a woman, you know, like that portal. If you look at it as if it's a mirror, it is kind of like just that.
So cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, I just like that it's different. It's not, this means wedding.
I know. Right? Like,
not always.
Yeah. It resonated so much more to not mean that.
What else? I feel like that's pretty much it. Unless you have anything else you're thinking about.
Yeah. No, I feel like we covered kind of the energy that we get like from all of them.
Like word vomit. Like we just were like. So sorry if we went way too fast, but that's kind of
that's a vibe right goes. Now
that's a vibe. We're gonna get it out, get it before it goes up. Anyways, yep. Okay, so I guess next week is the fives.
Yep
That means almost halfway done with this one, and then we've got the court cards, and then we're donezo.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I guess we should do an episode where, you know, it's like one of those Friday bonus episodes because we haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
What do you guys want us to talk about? Because I have no idea anymore.
Same. Although that always ends up being word vomit as well. So I'm sure we'll figure it out on the spot.
You know, I actually have an episode that we've never posted just because I didn't want to.
Interesting.
It was like the therapy session.
Oh, okay.
I mean, maybe I'll edit it and listen to it and see if it's worth it still. It might be too late. Sorry. It was like half an hour of us just chatting about our own lives. Okay. Well, everybody stay sane with the election and everything and keep reading tarot. Oh my God. Okay. So let me tell you the story. So I pulled a card this morning. This is crazy. I pulled a card this morning to see like how the election is gonna go, and it was my oracle deck from my archetype. And Aisha, did I text this to you? I don't think so. I pulled the crone, which is like the witch, but this shit is crazy. So at first I was like, before I read what the guidebook said, I was like, oh, the witch, like witches are gonna pull through and like fix this shit. I don't think so, because like, the crone has seen it all. Nothing frightens or surprises her. She is the final manifestation in the feminine trifecta of maiden, mother, crone. In her long life, she has witnessed endless cycles of death, sex, failure, rebirth, conflict, and regeneration, giving her the ability to rise above the world of duality. She laughs at, this kind of feels like you. She laughs at notions of good or bad, right or wrong, as she has seen the earth churning, smoldering, taking life, and giving life. The crone energy accepts everything in, devouring beauty and suffering with the same mouth, using their energy to reveal hidden secrets and knowledge. Her energy resides in all of us, though it is feared by most for its power and unconventional relationship with death. And I can't pronounce that word, the macabre. I don't know. Awakening the crone is dangerously rich and unapologetically magic.
Am I going to win the presidency? Is that where this election is going?
I think it means total anarchy.
Dude, you know what it actually reminds me of?
What?
Bran Stark. Like the three-eyed raven.
I just got chills like on my head. Not even on my body, just my head.
And we all at the end are like, what the heck? He just let all that happen. But it's like, that's what that energy is. Like, just being so detached from good or bad that, like, you're just...
It just is.
Yeah. And kind of creating the highest timeline that you can see based on all of that.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I can't even believe it. When that card popped up, I was like, oh, no.
See, that card would like actually gives me a ton of hope.
I mean, I don't know. She says, okay, she also has the crone is a master of letting go and residing in what is. She rejects nothing. The crone is often seen with the crow, smoke, night, the moon. When it's light, it's magic, clairvoyant, psychic, intuitive, and wise. When it's dark, like if it's reversed, actually it was reversed when I pulled it. It says vindictive, bitter, isolated, and ostracized.
Huh.
Also, to go deeper is to look at Lilith, which we
Gosh. For the past like 3 to 4 days, she has been such a theme. I had multiple people reach out to me asking about her this week. Like, what is her energy?
I'm surprised.
I'm like, love her energy.
I'm surprised. Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. Thanks, y'all. Let us know what you want to talk about.
Bye.